I am the host, Richard Ravenbrook, a man, a life coach, and a spiritual mentor who has endeavored to find real spiritual truth and self-enlightenment. With experiences in various ministry types, pagan traditions, and even magical paths. With a love for Mother Earth and a balance of life, I work to channel spirit and to help educate and mentor those striving to deconstruct from mainstream religion and to empower them to find the divinity within themselves and to the truth around them. The messages are focused on everyday life, creating an environment of real coexistence, a world of mutual respect, love, and dignity. The pagan preacher is all things, the preacher and the pagan, speaking from the wisdom of spirit. Hello, everybody. This is Richard Ravenbrook. Welcome to the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Let us begin, as we normally do, letting go of the problems of the world, letting go of the issues of the world, of our lives, of our businesses. Let us breathe in the good, the positive, pure, and breathe out all those things that hold us down, to restrict us, that limit us, that imprison us. Let it out. Make us so we are open to spirit and what spirit has to offer us today. Today, what we want to talk about is love. Love, a divine love. Everyone in this world wants love, needs love, desires love. And I'm not talking about just a physical love, but I'm talking about a real, tangible, spiritual, divine love that is unconditional and is given freely without needing anything in return. It's the very essence that keeps the human race pushing on. Love. But it's also something that it has confused, or many people have just kind of missed the concept, the understanding of what love is. In this message, I'm going to try to deliver what Spirit has in regards to love. And physical love, fleshly love, humanistic love is different than divine love. Because divine love is given without condition. Divine love is that which understands what is best for all people, is best for you, your neighbors, your family, your community. Love only wants that which is good and best. It holds no resentment or ill feelings. True divine love goes way past emotional, how do you want to say, emotional feelings. It goes way past feeling, period. But it is a motion that is done just because it's the right thing to do. I guess putting love into words is difficult, because love, even, you know, Scripture says God is love. And we have gods and goddesses. In every religion, we have gods and goddesses of love. Eros, Inanna, Freyja. We have many different gods and goddesses throughout our cultures, throughout our... And in every religion, Buddha, Hindu, Christianity, even Satanism, love is understood as something that is unconditional. And the very essence of what keeps us as a human race, keeps us existing, keeps us moving forward, keeps us believing, because it's that love, that tangible understanding, that feeling of true connection. And that is the essence of why we were created and why we were here. But we as a people have lost the ability and the understanding of what love is. We find someone and we have a physical love, a physical attraction, but that is only one area of love. And when that area becomes not so, how do you know, it's not new, it's not refreshed. Some people call it puppy love. When that begins to diminish, they believe that so does the love diminish, because they haven't understood all the aspects of what love is. And there are several aspects of true love. But love, I can tell you, is unconditional. Many would say that there's no way love is unconditional, because there's conditions to all things. And I'll tell you that it is not true, because real love is unconditional. I can love you for who you are. I can love you even though I don't believe in what you do, or I don't understand the way you live. But I can love you in a way that grants respect of differences. It grants an understanding of equality. That love grants the same thing that we would want for ourselves to others. And that is said in many different religions, in Hindu and Buddha and Christianity, many Muslim. Love is the essence of what we are. Even scripture says, without love, we are nothing. And other religions say it slightly differently, but they all mean the same thing. That love is the thing we need the most in this world. We can have everything. We can have all the physical things, the material things. We can have all the pretties in this world, but when we have not love, we are empty. We are lonely. We need not only to be loved, but to love, because we are creatures of love. We are created from the spirit of love. But where do we get to the point in our existence where we understand true love? That we understand that what is love, and why do we not stay with people anymore? Why do we move on and go from relationship to relationship? Why are there problems in our families and our kids? Where is love? But you know, we can understand this, and I'm going to point out from a Christian perspective,
or should I say from a Jesus perspective, that if God is love, then without a true understanding of who God is or what God is, we could never understand truly what love is. We have to understand the divinity within ourselves. We have to understand who we are and the power that we hold within for all of us. Only then can we understand love. We cannot understand something divine if we only live in the flesh. If we're only focused on earthly material things and not the things within, we cannot understand the depths of what true divine love is. Because divinity in itself is spiritual. It involves spirit. It involves understanding that which is within, not that which is without. We have to understand within. We have to understand that until we reach the point to where we want for everyone else what we would want for ourselves, we will never truly understand love, and we will never truly be what we can be as a human race. That we need to get back to where we were many, many years ago. Some people say we need a revival. And yes, we do need a revival, but I'm not talking about a revival in a four-walled church or any particular religion. I'm talking about a revival of our souls, of our humanity, our existence as a whole, that we need a revival of divine love. And that is easily attainable. You know, when I speak and I try to speak or allow spirit to speak through, I know at times it's difficult to even interpret what spirit has to say, because spirit speaks through feelings, visions, different interpretations. But what I see is things that are very simple and very understandable. But we let things in this world and we let the distractions take us away from what is truth and what is so easily attainable, that harmony, that truth and that love. For years and centuries, we have battled each other as a human race. We have destroyed Mother Earth trying to build and create, trying to be something that we were never meant to be. That what we needed was there the whole time. We had a beautiful world, a beautiful life. Everything we needed upon this planet. Every food, water, everything, including love that makes everything continue. Because without love, our very existence diminishes and goes away. Love is everything. And our world is absent of that true love today, isn't it? We see people in pain. We see their suffering through their actions and the things that they do, because they can never do those things having love. But what they have is the very opposite of love. And maybe that's because that's all they've seen is the opposite of love. Maybe they act that way and feel that way because that's all they've known. But that's when we need to love even harder. Kind of like Mother Teresa said, you know, we love until it hurts. Until it hurts no more. We just stop with the judgments. Stop with the ridicules and the gossip. All of us, no matter what religion you are, many of the people that listen to my podcast are deconstructing from corporate religion because they know most of the four-walled churches are not fully teaching everything that they need to teach. They understand that, and they are leaving the corporate church. But they still believe in Jesus, the real Jesus, not the one that is portrayed. But they understand, and I think we all understand, no matter what religion you are, because I speak to all religions, not just one religion. You know, in my past, I've studied many, many different things, many different religions, many different magical paths, many different everything, and that's why I call myself a seeker. I don't like labels. I believe labels hinder us and stop us. They limit us. And they keep us from the very essence of love. Because they teach us that everyone has to be like us or we can't accept them. And that someone else is wrong and we're right. And that diminishes love. When we need to love people, just because loving is the thing to do. We know in our hearts, if we all just stop, we know that love is the answer. No matter how corny someone says that can be, we know it to be fact, don't we? Love is the answer. What happens when everyone in this world stops the bickering, the gossip, lays down their weapons of war, and just begins to respect their neighbors? Understand that their neighbors deserve the same thing that they want, to be able to live free and to be who they are. As long as they're not hurting someone else unwillingly, then let them be. That's love, real love. We need to stop trying to play the role of the divine. Because I believe the divine can handle things very much themselves. That we as a human race have a responsibility to each other and to this planet. We were given so much out of love, and we have turned that. We have disrespected that. We have harmed everything that was given to us. And now our children and our grandchildren know not the truth of where we come from and who we are. Lies and fables and false teachings are rampant through our world. People wanting to know the truth and the truth being restricted from them. Because the truth is hidden. Why? I understand part of it. Because Spirit wants you to seek, wants you to want it, wants you to desire it like this love. But we got to know there's bad people out there too that would limit you from that enlightenment and that love because they want to control you. And when they can control you, they can attain the power themselves and the power over you. When everything, the truth will set you free. That is the realest statement you can ever understand that truth will set you free inside the real truth. And true truth comes from spirit. The understanding, it comes from meditating. It comes from getting away from the world and finding that quiet, soft place. It comes from understanding. It comes from accepting. It comes from trusting that which is within us. And it comes from offering those around us the same thing we would want for ourselves. In our relationships, we bicker, we argue, we fight about silly things, and we forget what made us fall in love in the first place. Because life got in the way, and bills got in the way, and needs and physical needs got in the way, and we begin to argue about different silly things, and it's because these things were never meant to be. We've replaced love and harmony with luxuries and comfort. We've forgotten where we come from and what makes us tick as human beings. Yes, the pretties out there, the nice cars and the nice homes, they make us feel good temporarily. They might make us feel comfortable for a while, but it will never fulfill us like love fulfills. True love. And as we begin to understand love, we begin to feel all of the different areas of love. The love that you can have for a spouse, the love that you can have for a friend, the love that you can have for a family member. You can love someone of the opposite sex in a divine way, such as agape love, divine love, and understand that you still love your spouse, because they're different types of love. You can love your neighbor like you love your family, because even though they're not your blood, they are of you, because we are all connected in this world. We are all bound together, no matter what race, no matter what culture or religion. We are here on this planet Earth together. We share this planet, and we have a choice to make. Do we continue the arguing and the fighting and the bickering over who's right spiritually, or who owns what land and who had it first? Who did who wrong and who did who right? Love understands that there comes a time when we just have to lay all that down. Lay it down. And when we all lay it down, truly lay it down, and begin to walk in love, divine love, everything changes. The human race becomes enlightened. It grows like it never grew before. We understand that harmony is completely possible. Coexistence is completely possible. In fact, I believe when I reach that point, when we reach there, we all will become one and in one understanding, because we let go of what we thought was truth, and we let truth truly enter in. Truth. Love. It's all we need as a human race. It's all you need. Do you feel empty? Do you feel there's something not right? That there's something missing? That divine love is probably what you're looking for. Our spirit's trying to tell you that there's something that you're supposed to be doing in that divine love. Your calling, your purpose, isn't to work a 9-to-5 job and that's it and pay bills. You're here for a bigger purpose. All of us are. Whether that just be your family, your kids, your spouse, educating, teaching, loving, helping those that don't have, raising people up that need raised up, empowering people that need empowered. That's your purpose. That's love. Think about this. Take some time. Listen to Spirit and trust Spirit. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I am Reverend Richard Ravenbrook, the Pagan Preacher, and this is the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be. Thank you, everyone. This is Richard Ravenbrook. From my heart to yours, I hope you are blessed. Please be a blessing. Share these podcasts. Share my short videos. Tell the world the work that's being done. Help me open the minds of those so closed. Help me bring into the fold those seeking truth and enlightenment. Be blessed.